Lesson 17. Money. There are a lot of things you can do with money. First, you need to earn money or make money. Both of these verbs refer to receiving money from your work. Another way to obtain money is to inherit money, receive money from a family member or friend after that person dies. If the person was very rich, you could inherit a fortune. A fortune is a lot of money. You can take your money to the bank and make a deposit. Put money into your bank account. Later, you can make a withdrawal. Remove money from your bank account. Of course, everyone likes to spend money, use money to buy things, but it's important not to waste or squander your money. These verbs refer to using money in a way that's not productive. If money is tight, meaning you have very little money, then you should make a budget, a plan for how much to spend on things every month, and then you need to stick to the budget, continue following the plan. Otherwise, you might be broke by the end of the month. Someone who is broke has no money available. A person who is financially savvy, intelligent, perceptive, and well-informed on the subject of money will always save money. It's a good idea to have an emergency fund of at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses, the amount of money you use to survive in everyday life. You can also invest money in the stock market. You could make a nice profit, but there's also the risk of losing money if the economy goes downhill, starts to get worse. Let's say you want to purchase an expensive item like a car. If you haven't saved up money or set aside money for the purchase, you can borrow money from the bank, which is also called taking out a loan. The disadvantage of this is that you'll need to pay the money back in installments, plus interest, extra money. When you travel, you'll need to change or exchange money to be able to buy things with the local currency. Make sure to change money only at official locations like banks and travel agencies. Otherwise, you could be tricked into receiving counterfeit bills, false paper money that is not legally valid. Finally, you can consider donating money, giving money without receiving anything in return, to a good cause, such as preserving the environment or researching cures for diseases. Nonprofit organizations are always trying to raise money, get donations, for their various projects. Listen and repeat to practice your pronunciation of the collocations from this lesson. Earn money. Make money. Inherit money. Inherit a fortune. Make a deposit. Make a withdrawal. Spend money. Waste money. Squander money. Money is tight. Make a budget. Stick to the budget. Be broke. Financially savvy. Save money. Emergency fund. Living expenses. Invest money in the stock market. Losing money. Set aside money. Borrow money from the bank. Taking out a loan. Pay the money back in installments. Change or exchange money. Local currency. Counterfeit bills. Donating money. Raise money. Now you can do the exercises to test your knowledge of the collocations about money.